to let sparkling cup, trust always in His love. Kneel at the cross, leave every care, kneel at the cross, Jesus will be.
Number 141, 141, and for those who can, let's stand, and after this song, we'll be led in prayer by Brother Bill. Guide me, O thou
great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land.
I am weak, but thou
gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we come before you this day as your church, together to worship you in spirit and in truth, thanking you, Father, for all the blessings that you've bestowed upon us, and especially, Father, at this time for the health that we have that we can be here. Thanking you, Father, for those that have had recoveries. And, Father, we pray for those that need your help in overcoming their illnesses, Father, so that they can return to their normal walks in this life. Thank you, Father, for blessing us as we go from day to day in our lives.
Yes.
For the physical things you give us, for the clothes that we have, the food that we have, our houses and the things that sustain us in this life.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Father, for these things. We thank you, Father, for the spiritual blessings that we have through your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for your Son coming into this world and teaching us the things that you'd have us to know. Died on that cruel cross for our sins, and Father, providing a way for us to someday have a home with thee in heaven. Father, we're grateful for the church that meets here at this place. We ask you to help us to do your will, to teach those that are around about us, to uphold your word, Father, and the truth that it is. Father, we pray that there be those that are around about us that will see you through us and will want to be Christians also. We ask you to bless the church where it meets throughout the world this day. In a time of pandemic and all of the things that are going on, Father, we ask you to care for them and help them, that they'll be there to teach others that are around about them that are in places that we cannot go. Thank you for the country in which we live. Thank you for giving us the freedom to come and worship. Thank you for giving the freedoms that we have in our daily lives. Father, we are so grateful for those that watch over this country, for the men and women in the military, for the policemen, for the firemen, for the EMTs, for the doctors and nurses that care for our health. We ask you, Father, to bless them, help them in their daily lives to be able to do their job as they should. And Father, thank you for the benefits that we have from them. We pray for the leaders of this country that they'll look to you for help and for guidance and not to man's wisdom. For it is in you and through you that we all can love each other and care for each other. And Father, we pray that this nation can once again become a Christian nation, looking to you for their help. Amen. Father, we pray for those that have lost loved ones, that are sorrowful at this time. We pray that they'll look for you for comfort. Father, may we do our part and comfort them in any way that we can. Help them never to lose sight of you, Father, as you are the one that can sustain us even through terrible times. Bless us now, Father, as we continue through this service. In our lives, we realize, Father, that we do sin, that we miss the mark, that we do those things that are contrary to your will. Father, we pray that you will strengthen us, help us to overcome our weaknesses, and Father, do forgive us of our sins. And again, thank you so much for your Son, and it's in his name that we pray, and amen.
Amen.
Be seated. In preparation for the Lord's Supper, let's turn to number 588. And for those of you that are new with us this morning, when we take communion, we take the cup with the bread and pass the tray on. We do the same with the fruit of the vine, and we put the cup in the back of the pew in front of us. Just to give us a little bit of safety there. Number 588.
'Tis set the feast divine, the bread, the fruit of the vine, and saints commune before the shrine in the supper of the Lord. May we the Lord.
from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning in verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come.
Dearly Father, we're so thankful for the blessings you've given us. We're especially thankful for thy Son, Jesus, who died for our sins. Dearly Father, we thank you for this bread that represents his body on the cross. We pray that you'll be with each one who will partake of it. Forgive us of our sins. In Christ's name we pray. Dearly Father, again, we're especially thankful for Jesus who died for our sins. We ask that you be with each one of us tonight, today, as we partake of this cup that his blood was shed for each one of us. Forgive us of our sins. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Commanded to give back on the first day of the week. Again, would you pray with me, please? Dear and Father, we're again thankful for all the blessings you have given us. We're thankful for the privilege that we have living in this country and the opportunities that we have. We pray that you'll be with each one of us now that we can give back to thee and with open and cheerful heart to work here might continue. Christ, we pray. Amen.
We have 25 present this morning, and today is December 4th, 2021. Let's mark our songbooks right now at number 706. 706 will be our song of invitation after our lesson this morning. And once you've marked that, let's turn to number 255. 255.
December 5th.
Pardon?
December 5th.
That's right. December 5th. I'm a day behind. December 5th. I'm pressing on the upward way,
new heights
I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have.
to stay,
where doubts
arise and fears dismay, though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled, for faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, on a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost high and catch a gleam of glory bright, but still I pray till heaven I found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, on higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Amen. I want to thank Brother Bill Koff, who led us in prayer today, for his lesson last week that was presented here in my absence. We were up in Alamo, Tennessee with our sons and family and the church up there at Alamo, Tennessee last week, enjoying their being added to the eldership of the church up that way. So it's a blessing to be able to be back with you today, and thank you all for being here. The series of studies that I'm doing over the last month of time, and now continue on into the Lord's house. The Lord's house and His way of helping us. Think about the way that the Lord wants to help our way of life. When we talk about the Lord's way and the Lord's will, salvation is a big part of His great plan. In Ephesians 1 and verse 3, reference is made to the eternal blessings that are found in Christ Jesus. And he says in Ephesians 1 and verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins according to the riches of his grace. Our hope in him is to be with him someday. And our hope is sustained by the fact that we are cleansed by his blood. We partake of his unique Lord's Supper, remembering his blood as we drink the fruit of the vine. A reminder to us of the Lord's death upon the cross for us and for our sins to be cleansed away from us as we obey the gospel. What a blessing it is to have. In Romans chapter 6, Paul writes, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that have died to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death, and that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also were raised up to walk in newness of life. So baptism is a burial, and it's a burial time in which we have a great hope in him because of the way of life that he has offered to us. And so the peace of God and salvation is found in regard to what he has said about salvation from sin.
And we want to be people who teach that message, who practice that message, and mention it to you today in Romans chapter 6 and in Ephesians chapter 1. You read about that salvation that's found through the blood of Jesus Christ. In Romans chapter 6, along the way, you have to be 74 years old, going to 75, to remember what you need to do or be a part of. And that's my deal here. Romans 15 and verse 4, I believe, is a passage of Scripture. I had it in mind, but I don't know that I have it in mind now. Yeah. Romans 15 and verse 4. Whatsoever things are written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. We have a hope in something that we do not see. We believe it. We believe the teaching that the Lord has given. And the things that are written before time were written for our learning. We go back to the Old Testament, the Bible, and we see some of the things that they did and the events that they did and how they were blessed of God as a result of that. And we find ourselves practicing the same sort of way of life today. And as a result of that, we are blessed as well. And because of that, we find ourselves enjoying the relationship with the Lord that He has taught about for us to follow. Notice what He says there in Romans 15, verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. There's a promise that has been given in those verses. And to that end, as we read them today, we find ourselves blessed of the Lord because we have patience and comfort of the Scriptures. And we live by hope. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 24, He says we're saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not yet hope. For what a man seeth, why yet doth he hope for it? So there's a hope that he has because of what he has seen in the word hope. And because of that, that word hope is maintained for us. And so it is in the house of God that we find this blessing. When Paul addressed Timothy about that idea in 1 Timothy 3 and at verse 15, he told him that he wanted to come and meet him personally soon. But if I tarry long, that you may know how you ought to behave yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. He tells him about his relationship to the Lord. And he tells him that he can obey the Lord and follow the Lord's way because of the Lord's will that has been revealed. And so the Scripture reveals the will of the Lord. And he tells Timothy, if I tarry long, if I tarry, I don't get to see you. I can write these words to you and you will understand by when you read the things that I say, you can read the words that the Lord wants you to know. And so he says there in this regard, this is the way I want you to be. I want you to obey the Lord and follow His way. And he goes on in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and at verse 12 to say, let no man despise your youth, but be an example to the believer. Be an example of the believers and word that you say. In your manner of life that you live, your conversation, your manner of life that you live. In the love that you have. The kind of love that you have for God and His right way. The kind of spirit of life, the kind of zeal to do the things that are righteous and good that you do in your life. That's the way God would have you to do. And this is the example that you want to be to others. Also, you want to have a way of life by way of your faith. And in your faith, you want to do things believing that God will bless what you're trying to do. Bless the effort that you're trying to make. And as you help others and as you go about teaching others and as you go about loving others, you find this opportunity to grow in the ways of God. And finally, he says, in purity. Be an example in purity. In purity of life, that's where others can trust us. They can trust us not to take advantage of, but to really be a part of the life of those that are around about us. Because we are people who are pure in our mannerisms, we're pure in our talk and pure in our mannerisms toward them. And as a result, we're kind of people who are pure in life that are examples of the Lord's way. That's what he's telling us to do. That's the hope that we have in him. The hope that we have in obeying him. The hope that we have in serving him as a good example. Let no man despise your youth, but be an example of the believers. In words, in your manner of life, in your love. In your kind of way of life that you live with spirit. The kind of zeal that you have for living for God. The kind of faith that you have in serving the Lord. And the kind of purity of life that you live as you live for the Lord from day to day where you live. We often apply this to things that we know very commonly. And so it is that we find ourselves looking at life around about us with people who are around about us. And we find opportunity to be neighbors to them. What about a neighbor who looks at your life and sees that you are a very impure kind of person? That you're a sensual kind of person? That you're a worldly kind of individual? What kind of example is that to leave their children with when they have to go to town or go away to a funeral service or something like that? And yet you can care for them without involving them in a worldly way of disposition. You can be pure in your life toward them. And they will trust you and they'll have confidence in you. And they will want to leave them with you again if they have to be gone. That's the sort of way of life that we live. If we do not live that way of life, they do not have trust in us. No trust and confidence in us. And they will not leave their children with us at all. Because they do not trust us. We're talking about a way of life for good and for God. And we're talking about a way of life in the church of our Lord, the house of God, in which he says regarding that house of God, it is the house of the love of God and the way of truth. If we find ourselves in the house of God, being people who love the Lord and love the righteous way, look what he says in Romans chapter 8 and at verse number 10. For if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. If we do what's right, we have life in our bodies as we live and obey the Lord, as we follow his will. That's a real hope that we have in the Lord, and a real hope by which we can be saved in Romans 8 and verse 24. If we do not have that hope, what do we have as we leave this life? What do we have if we leave this life in death and an accident takes place? Or in age and sickness that takes place? What do we have if we have not that hope of living with God and living with him and being rewarded of him in that way? We do not have any of that. And so it is that we want to have that way of life. And he tells us, if Christ be in you, the spirit of life because of righteousness is in you. And because of right doing, that instead of doing something, we decide, I'll do this if it's right. If it's the right thing to say. If it's the right thing to do. If it's the right thing to behave. If it's the right thing to enjoy. I'll do that. But if it's not a righteous thing to do, not a right way to behave, not a right way to talk, I will not do that way of life. I will not follow that way of life because it follows away from the Lord. It is a way of life that leads to death. He says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 12, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, we shall die. But if through the Spirit we do mortify the deeds of the body, we shall live. For as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Being led by the Spirit of God, we find a great hope in him. And we live by that hope and by that peace and by that joy. That's the way of life for us to live in the fellowship of the body of Christ. As we teach that particular way and live that particular way, he tells us this is the way for us to do. He says in verse number 20 of Romans chapter 8, for the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who was made subject and is same in hope. because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. The liberty that is found, and we want that liberty. We want that joy. We want that peace. We want that comfort. We want that hope by which we can live and die in this world. What a way of life it is to live and be. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus himself started that out. In verse 33 of Matthew chapter 6, he said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you." What are the other things Jesus had just talked about? Food, clothes, shelter, care for others, friendship, abiding friendship with others, and love. Those are the kind of things that will be added unto you if you do what? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now, in seeking first the kingdom of God, what's our relationship with the Lord in this way? Well, the kingdom of God is described in Colossians 1 and at verse 13 as the kingdom of God's dear Son in the church at Colossae. They're told to the church at Colossae to take this letter written to Colossae over to the brethren at Laodicea, that they may receive this particular information as well and get the letter that he previously wrote to Laodicea, to the church at Laodicea. The church people at Laodicea and the church people and the kingdom people that were right there at Corinth, at Colossae, were the same people. When we find ourselves seeking first the kingdom of God, we'll find ourselves seeking first the church of our Lord as well. And when we seek first the church, we find ourselves in worship, seeking him first. In our praise and study, seeking him first. In our awareness of the needs of the church, seeking him first. We will seek these things first because that's the right way to hope in the Lord. That's the right way to have peace in the Lord. That's the right way to live in the Lord's way and walk as he wants us to walk. He says this in this regard, "For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. But not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. What a man seeth, why yet doth he hope for? For if we hope for that which we see not, then we do with patience long for it." We patiently long for it. Do we have the patience that God wants us to have? If we do, it's because we have that peace within and that kind of hope within that leads us to follow his way. What a blessing it is to have that to be done. And we invite you today to think about your relationship with the Lord. And as we stand together to sing this song of encouragement today, if you are one that says, "Well, I've lived that way for a time, but I haven't lived that way in a while. I have not ever begun that way," that you'd come forward today and let it be known that you'd like to be united with the body of Christ and be faithful in the body of Jesus Christ. Because that hope is the hope that will sustain you through life. And as you walk in that hope, you will live, eventually live with him. If you're subject to Jesus' invitation, come together as we stand and as we sing today.
Why do you wait, dear brother? Oh, why do you tarry so long? Your Savior is waiting to give you a place in his sanctified.
Why do you wait, dear brother? future life.
Brother E.J. Bratcher has come forward this morning saying, I just want to live better. I want to live like the Lord wants me to live rather than the way I want to live. And the way that I've been doing, I want the rest to have that you talked about this morning, for peace in God. And that's the way to do it. Would you bow with me for a word of prayer for our brother who's come today? Our kind Father, we thank you for your love and care. And as we would confess our sins, you'll be faithful and helpful to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In 1 John, as we read these words, we read about the all unrighteousness, the kind of unrighteous thoughts that we have, the kind of unrighteous things that are around about us. Those are the kind of things that lead us to break with you and go away from you. And we don't want to do that, knowing that you will forgive us of what we've done and that you'll cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We trust you today. Brother E.J. is special to us all. We're thankful for him and thankful for his coming forward today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.